for this time and moment. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Thank you, God, for this blessing. Blessing of finishing another year. We're going to start another one. We will continue. This is another day that you are permitting us to be alive here, to allow us to be here today. So thank you for that. We praise you, we worship you, and we declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you are here today talking to us through the scripture, your word, not mine. So please, I ask you, Lord, to remove me out of this equation or picture and be you talking, please. Be you talking to the church like you also talk to me, to my heart, so that way we can continue developing and growing in this beautiful relationship with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is the last sermon of the year, but not least, or doesn't mean that it's not important. It's always important. Talking about the Word of God is a blessing. And I don't know, normally this time is kind of like talking about resolutions and what I can do to get something done for next year. Maybe skinnier. Maybe go to the gym and lose fit or something like that. You know, I don't know. Or maybe removing some sugar from the diet so that way I don't get sick or anything like that. Right? yeah. But at least, I don't know for you, but for me, I'm planning to my resolution to upgrade it to 4K. Joe, get it. You didn't get it. I'm talking about TV resolution from 1920, 1080 from 4K. So I'm expecting to increase my resolution to 4K next year. High definition, in other words. So today I just want to talk about that topic of resolution, because again, we normally say, oh, I want to do something in my life or something related in here in the earth, but I want to say resolution, but the resolution is going to be Jesus. Hallelujah. Being Jesus in our life. So Jesus in everything in our life, every step, every place, everything in our life, being Jesus. And God blessed me this week going through the scripture that we already know, and we talk about this 100 times, but I just want to share one specific point on that scripture that it blessed my heart, and again, hopefully it will bless yours also. And resolution, when we talk about that, we know that that's like kind of a determination that we are putting in our hearts, in our mind, to do something in our life. And we know, we raise our hands and we say, Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, we are saved, let's continue walking through this path and more relationship with him. But we always keep learning through different scenarios or maybe circumstances or anything in our life. And that's the blessing of being Christian, that now we can assess things or we can make better decisions than before when we didn't have Jesus Christ in our life, which for me, again, is a great blessing having him. And also all the scripture of God and the Holy Spirit also helping us here on the earth to be and become more in relationship with him. When I was reading the scripture, you know this story in Matthew. When you go to Matthew 13:53. Let me just go over that really quick. Matthew 13:53, we learn about Jesus Christ when he went and visit his hometown. The scripture says in verse 53, when Jesus had finished these parables, he moved on from there. Coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in their synagogues. And they were amazed. Where did this man get this wisdom and this miraculous power? They ask. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? and Aaron, his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. Aaron, all his sisters with us. Where then did these men get all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus says to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own town and in his own home. Take a look at the last one. And he did not do many miracles there. Why? Because of their lack of faith. So, God touched my heart this week again about that. Because this whole year, right, we experienced a lot of things. And we can talk about sickness, we can talk about pass away people, friends or family members. We can talk about circumstances, difficulties, anything. We can talk about different things. And Jesus Christ is teaching us and showing us that anyway we, at the beginning, going back and take a look what he teach us, what he show us through the scripture, he show us and learn, and we learn from him about faith, about love, about taking care of each other, about loving each other, all those things, about the commands that he teach us and he put in the scripture, and we have it in our hearts, but then we have in this battle to apply that in our life. And he, when he went over there to his hometown, because his own people, the people that he was close to him, because they were seeing the familiarity that they have. You know, this is a common human being that is with me right now. I saw him growing. I saw him when he was a little kid. You know, his mother. I know his mother. And we have this perception that because this is a human being that I know, we then tend to start removing that faith out of us because we're seeing that in that person and also in yourself. So the point that God wants us to teach us today, the only point that I want to share with you guys today, it is courage. Take courage in your life. We're going to face another year now. 2025 is coming. And God wants us to have in our hearts and say, take courage. Do not let the faith go away from your heart. Do not let anything in your life let that faith go out of your life. And when I was learning more about this word courage, the courage is not just like this type of hero that you're seeing on the TV, or maybe the young guys here when they see Avengers, Hulk, or maybe Captain America, or maybe Superman or Batman, whatever it is. Because the word hero, it means that someone is putting their life in favor of another person. Now we can say that about Jesus, right? He puts his life. But when we say courage, it means that you are in good cheer. That's the real definition in the Greek word when we go to the New Testament and learn more about it. So in other words, you are facing these circumstances, problems, maybe family members that they're not trusting in you anymore. Maybe they're saying, I know this person. He's not capable of this. I remember when he was doing this, or when did he say this, when he react of this situation. And they start judging that situation from the past when you maybe know were a Christian, and I'm talking about Jesus Christ also, and also our life, and they say, impossible that this is a Christian now, a believer now. Faith. And what Jesus Christ did, he just, I need to step out. Because I know my position that I have as a son of God. I know my position of faith. I'm not going to let my faith go away because of the familiarity or the things that is happening in my life to remove that faith out of my life. Like these people, the hometown people that from where he came from, they were just receiving this type of vulnerable Jesus in their life because they know this person. But they don't know that he was really the Son of God. They was just seeing the person, but they were not seeing more than that. And maybe you are facing that. Maybe I'm facing that also in my life. But we cannot let the other people determine who you are in Jesus Christ. You have to determine that from yourself, that your position, your place in Jesus Christ or in God, don't let anyone to remove that out of your heart. Continue believing in faith. And that's courage. That means that you're not allowing anything or anyone to say or determine what or who you are in God. That means that you're stepping up over those things or over those persons or people or series or situations that is happening in your life, and you are continuing believing in faith on those relationship with God. And to go through all these, I want to go to Matthew, and we're going to jump between Matthew 14 and Mark 6. So please have both open, because it's the same story, but each one, as you guys know, the gospel always have a different perception from different person that it was writing the gospel. So I want to show two different things over here really quick. And this story, again, you and I, we know about it, but let's just dip a little bit more on this. Okay, we're going to 14:22, and Mark 6:45. Let's start with Mark. Mark 6:45. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, thank you, while he dismissed the crowd. Take a peek on 45. Immediately, Jesus Christ made his disciple get into the boat. This is really quick. Let's go. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them. Right? Yeah, he was just like walking on the water and say, "Hey, guys." And all the wind and everything. He was just about to pass by them. So pay attention. Immediately he sent them, and then he was just going to pass by. He was not going to the boat. Or I'm getting this wrong, or maybe it's a wrong turn. Right? Pass by. I'm just going to pass by because I already tell you what you need to do. You already, before, what happened before this? The multiplication. So they saw that miracle and they already saw some things in the past. You're supposed to have that experience in your heart, in your mind from Jesus Christ, which is giving you that faith. Now you are in this boat and you are just going over there. Winds start blowing and then Jesus Christ just walking, passing by. Okay. But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. Then they cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately, he spoke to them and said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. So when we go to Matthew 14, really quick, it's going to be the same story. Let's start from verse 27. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied. Okay, now here we're seeing the story about Peter. The other one, it doesn't say the section of Peter. "Tell me to come to you on the water, if it is you." They still doubt. They still don't know that this is Jesus Christ, because they still have that blurriness in their eyes. They're missing the point of what Jesus Christ already told them: immediately go to the boat and go to the other side. And he say, "Lord, if it is you," I don't know if it's you, but if it is you, "tell me to come to you on the water." And then Jesus Christ says, "Come." Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, we know this, he removed the focus on the faith, which is Jesus Christ. And he started looking the things that is happening around him, the things that is maybe making you vulnerable, making your heart and your mind not connected with your Lord, your Creator, the Creator of everything, also the Creator of the wind that it was happening in that moment. Then Peter got down out the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" So pay attention. He said, "Take courage. It is I." But anyway, he's saying that, Peter says, "If it is you, command, tell me to come on the water with you and I can walk over there." There's still some doubt. When you go to Mark 6, 53, let's go to 50, "Because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, 'Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid.' Then he climbed into the boat with them and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were," there you go, they experienced a miracle. They received the word of Jesus Christ saying, "Get on the boat immediately, go to the other side." Now Jesus Christ saw them in the middle of the lake. There's some wind. "I'm just going to pass by because I already told them what they need to do. I already told them that they're supposed to believe in them and believe in what I say and believe that they're supposed to go to the other side." And then he was just ready, just passing by. "I'm not going to the boat. You already know. You're supposed to don't let the faith take away because of the wind that it was happening." But you can see in the scripture that it was saying that their hearts, it was hard. It was hardened. Why? When we learn from Jesus Christ that he went to his hometown and the people around him was just seeing the familiarity, the things that is here on the earth. They're not seeing more than that. They're not seeing the miracles because they're just focusing on the familiarity and that creating them being vulnerable in their hearts and mind and be exposed and removing the faith out of their hearts. exposed to the enemy, exposed to the lack of faith, exposed to the doubt. That's why in the scripture, when you go to Matthew again, 14:31, Jesus Christ told them, "You of little faith, why did you doubt? Why you are letting your hearts be hardened and not believing and trusting in what I say to you and have faith so that way you can get to the other side?" Yes, Jesus Christ is there all the time. He's going to help you just with a little faith. But if you remove the focus of Jesus Christ and start seeing the winds and the other stuff, the familiarity, the stuff that is going to be removing the faith, then you will be sinking. Yes, He's so merciful that when you cried out, He will just save you and put you back in place. But He's going to tell you why you doubt. Why we need to continue doubting in 2025 if He already tells us something that is going to happen. And what is the detail of this scripture that He's telling us for 2025? Take courage. Continue taking courage. It is I. I'm with you. Trust. Do not be afraid, because I'm with you. So continue trusting. Don't believe in anything else. Just believe in Jesus Christ, the Lord, your Savior. Believe in the Holy Spirit. Believe in God, your Creator, your Father. Do not be afraid. And what happened? That when they went back to the boat, all the wind stopped. Both of Scripture says the same thing. One is not referring to Peter's experience, but the other one is showing you that after that, when he went on the boat, or in the boat, right? When he went in the boat, everything stopped. Remember, he was just passing by, and he said, "It is I, don't be afraid." And then when he stepped into the boat, poof, stop. Because the boat is the one that is going to take you to the other side. Because the boat is the word of faith that Jesus Christ gave you. Because the boat is the one that He don't want you to step out. Mark 6:48. 53 says, when they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout that whole region and carried the sick on mats and wherever they heard He was. And wherever He went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged Him to let them touch even the edge of His cloak. And all who touched it were healed. So they crossed to the other side. Now, referring this scripture to the hometown of Jesus Christ, He say, "I'm out of here. there's too lack of faith over here. We cannot do miracles like that." That's why when He went to inside of the house of the daughter that He was dead, He was saying to everyone, "Get out of the house. We need faith. We need to trust." And having confidence that Jesus Christ give you a word of healing, a word of encouragement, a word of you can make it happen in your life. Take courage. That's the trust that we need to believe in Him. When we go through the scripture, we can learn more about it. For example, we can go through Genesis 15:1, when He was talking to Abram, and He said, "Fear not, I am your shield." We can go to Genesis 21:17. "Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is." We can go to Isaiah 41:14. Fear not, for I am the one who helps you. We can go to Luke 1:30. Do not fear, for you have found favor with God. How many scriptures we can go and say the same thing? And then Jesus Christ is asking us, why you doubt? Why are you doubting of what is going to happen in 2025 for whatever happened in 2024? It doesn't matter. He already telling you, do not fear, do not be afraid. I'm with you. I'm your shield. I'm your provider. I'm your shield. I'm your protection. I am everything in your life. And if you have that in your heart, in your mind, there's nothing that it can stop you. There's no wind around you that it can stop you. You're going to make it. But he's telling you and me, take courage. Have good cheer. Believe. It's not mean be a hero. It means trust. Have the confidence. And I will continue blessing you. Proverbs 3:25-26 says, have no fear of sudden disasters or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. Praise God to that. Luke 12:32 says, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Well, what else we need to hear or listen? To remove that heart that we have sometimes. And that's creating some doubt in our life. We become vulnerable when you let go of your faith in Jesus Christ and his promise. Give Jesus all the things that you think make you vulnerable. Show to him, be exposed to him, and say, hey, these things are make me vulnerable to the life, to the world, to the enemy. And I want you to give me that confidence and strength of believing more and more and more in you, so that way I'm not lacking of faith. That way I'm not doubting of you, because I want to go to the other side. I don't want to step out of the boat. When we continue learning about what happened after this situation, and we saw that when Jesus Christ gets to the other side and the people saw him, they bring the sickness, the people that needs heal over there, and the people were saying, if I just touch it, because they have faith. That's where Jesus Christ wants to be. He wants to be in a place where everyone has faith, so that way the manifestation of his miraculous things, it can happen. Hallelujah. That's why the scripture, when he's talking about the prophet without honor, he was referring to that experience of lacking of faith. And that's depending on us. We are the responsible persons. We cannot blame anything or anyone, please. Oh, the life. Oh, my brother and sister. Oh, my mom and my dad. No, no. Oh, my work, my boss. We can't do that. Because God has the purpose of everything. He has the control of everything. And we are trusting that every process in our life, he have a good result in our life. Anyway, maybe you and me in our flesh, we're understanding like, no, this is really uncomfortable and painful. There's something good. There's something good that is happening out of that. And you and I, we have the Word of God that is teaching us what we need to do. And I want to leave you with these scriptures for 2025. 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. A worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Present to God. Present everything to God. Present yourself as approved. Trust in you. Don't let the enemy put anything else in your mind and in your heart, please. Jesus Christ died for us for some good reason. Ephesians 4:1. Ephesians 4:1 says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. You and I, we receive a word of God. We receive a blessing from God. We receive a word that is telling you what you need to do for Him. We receive a call from Him. That's showing you that we are approved for Him. So let's just continue. Let's just continue in 2025 to be that example to the world, a representation of Jesus Christ to the world. Proverbs 4:25. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the path for your feet and the steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. We know everything. We know what is good. We know what we need to do. Let's just do it. Take courage. It is Jesus Christ. Do not be afraid. Hallelujah. And that's it. I'm going to leave you with Leviticus 26:10. Leviticus 26:10. Hallelujah. You will still be eating last year's harvest when you will have to move it out to make room for the new. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Again, I don't know how was your 2024. I don't know. But make room for the 2025. It's going to be a blessing. Anyway, maybe for us, I'm including myself, because I can tell you physically here on the earth or flesh, you can say like, whew, it was tough. It was a little bit uncomfortable maybe sometimes, because the flesh, my life, anything happening around us, bless you. But God wants us to understand, any way it might be uncomfortable for you, it's for your good. There's some blessing happening through that. And because it's a blessing happening through that, you will still maybe eating that blessing, good or bad, from God is good. But make a space, because 2025 is coming with more stuff. It can be good, maybe not too good. But for His glory, we will continue in Him and having the confidence, the trust that I'm not going to step out of the boat, and I'm going to stay in the boat with Him. And anyway, maybe we feel Him a little bit apart because He just gave a word to me. I'm going to continue in the boat with the team, with everyone that is aligned with the same goal. Not looking the winds, just trusting in the word that He gave us. I'm trusting, and I'm a believer that God have a plan always for individual of us. But also as a church, He have a plan. And we're moving, trusting in that. We're not stepping out of the boat. We're just going to continue. That's why Jesus Christ told Peter, why don't step out of the boat? Because soon we get back into the boat, the wind ceases. That's fine. If you want to step out of the boat, step out, so I can show you. But keep the look, keep the focus on me. That way you can overcome everything else. Take courage. And make that space for the 2025. Because something is coming. And I'm excited because I'm believing it's going to be for good. Hallelujah. It's going to be great. And something that we need to continue also learning, it is that the courage that we're taking, the step that we're taking to go to things that we maybe don't know or maybe we're still experiencing because we are just learning, that's courage. That means I don't know how to do it, but I will do it for His glory. I don't know how to manage this, but I will do it because He's sending me, He's providing me. And that's the thing that we keep learning in the Scripture. And He said, do not fear. He is your shield. Do not fear. Take courage. Because He's your provider. Do not fear. He's listening to you. He's not just leaving you with, do not fear. Take courage. He's also telling you, I'm providing you health. I'm providing you a shield. I'm providing you food. I'm providing you a roof. I'm providing you a church. I'm providing you a friend. I'm providing you a... He's always giving you something in compensation of that. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. God is listening to you. And the courage is never going to be the absence of fear, but rather the willingness to act in obedience to God. Calling and purposes, relying on His strength and guidance all the time. And that's what we need to step. Believing in that, trusting in that. Take courage. Let's go. 2025. Let's do it. Praise God. Love you, church. I declare that it's going to be a great year. I know 2024 it was a great one also, but we will continue. We're trusting in Him. And I really appreciate all the help and support that you are giving to God through this church, because it's for Him, it's for His glory. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity and time. Thank you for the blessing of being here today and share your scripture. Thank you also for allowing me to speak your word, to allowing us to be here and listening and learning more about it. We just want to continue being more in relationship with you, trusting more and having confidence in you. And we ask you, Lord, to continue helping us and supporting us, giving us the strength that we need to continue facing all these challenges that we are facing in our daily base. Holy Spirit, help us. Give us the strength that we need. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord, that continuing also providing all the needs and protection and provision that we need for you, for your glory. Open our hearts, our minds to continue trusting in you, to continue trusting in your plan, your mission, the commitment that you are putting in our hearts. So we ask you, Lord, to bring angels from heaven and help us to continue walking by faith with you. Help us to not look at the storm, the wind, anything. We are just going to continue moving forward, moving ahead, trusting in your command, trusting in your guidance. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for the church. Thank you for Family Life Church. We worship you, God, for them, and thank you for them. Let's continue to work together in the name of Jesus Christ.